Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Friday. Hope you guys love being Friday. It's drizzling, a little rain out here in Philadelphia. Hopefully where you are, you have better weather. But it's still not bad. It's a little wet, but it's not bad. It's a little humid, so it's hot. But not hot, hot, hot. It's not that hot. So today's topic is Venus. What does she want? The planet responsible for our love in the universe, so is the Earth. What does the mother planet and what does her daughter planet say about love? The souls that are residing in the planets, they provide love energy to us. We don't get it on our own. I like to say we get it from God, but that was a long time ago called Eden. Our main suppliers of love energy now are Venus and the Earth. So Fridays, I got like the Page of Rods. If you're into the tarot, that's a card that is known as a very cherubic card indeed, the Page of Wands. Someone who wants adventure, the extraordinary even. Like, love needs to be spontaneity, right? How can we still be in love with people if we don't have the spontaneity, the adventure of the love, the romance, to keep it going? Like, that's how you know you're still in love. If you can keep it going and it hasn't lost its spark, it hasn't lost its spontaneity, it hasn't lost its adventure, then you know you're going to have love for all time. And so love is that pink energy, is that passionate energy. We are lacking. We're very impoverished without this love. We're thinking about other things, our livelihood, our shelter. And we don't have love to grace our presence a lot of times. We think it's there, but it's not there. It's just the Lord made us really well. The Lord made us of love. So it's in us. It's in our souls. But we don't have the heart, we don't have the energy of, we're not like practicing love, okay? We're not choosing to love, so therefore we're not like in love. But we're existing based on how our Creator, how our Father made us, you know? So he made us to exist in a way where we can exist without love if need be. I mean, we're the symbolization of the manifestation of love itself. But what is this? Say to not actually have the energy of love from planet Venus. All these planets share their energy with us, so does the planet Venus. And our mother goddess, she's blue energy. Miss Blue, her energy is more sustenance and more unity, more harmony, community for us. It's not necessarily that passionate, that Venus love, where people say they're in romantic, you know. So we need Venus. We need the planet Venus. We need Venus boy. We need the energy of archangels. We need the saints. We need everything to feel the passion, the connection of husband and wife, to feel that unity, being close to a neighbor, being close to friends and family. We need something like a bond, and that Venus energy is that pink energy, is that it's more of a glue, more of, you know, adventure. What does she want? She wants more of that spontaneity for herself. It's the way to give it out. I don't think it's the energy that's shared mostly. Venus energy, Venus love is something you actually have to go after yourself. It's there. It's obtainable. That planet is in our atmosphere that it shares with us if we were to, like, be serious about love. But it's only available and only open to those who seek it, who want it. It's not going to just give us love. The Father Creator, he pours down a different type of love, a spiritual love to us. But for the kind of love that people hope for in romantic relationships, you know, we see on shows many times people having fallen out of relationships. We don't have the connective, like, love. We don't have the romantic love bond like husband and wife are supposed to have. We don't have the rosy and cheeks. No, we don't have that kind of love. I don't know if we would ever have gotten there. Supreme love, You know what I mean? That bond, that connection, it remains unopened, those answers. I think we would have gotten there if Adam and Eve hadn't have bitten fruit. We would have gotten to supreme love, surpassing us all. And it's a love that has been shared. But the love that we have available, and maybe the love that's destined for us, and maybe to lie and work out for us as species, we need to experience this singular type of love, this romantic, this passionate type of love. And that love is more important than anything. But you have to seek it yourself. It's an adventure. It's an extraordinary type of love. Like, what do you do every day to make yourself presentable to the world so, like, somebody can really be into you? Are you dressing the part? Are you buying, like, leather jackets? Are you, like, really, like, taking care of yourself, making yourself look? Are you in love with yourself? Like, that's how it starts, you know, like, on the adventure. Like, I'm going to, like, really, like, dress the part. And just maybe not be about attracting others, but really do it for myself and just be in my own adventure. And then somebody will come along the way. You know, that's also the start of the adventure of love. So, and that's just a youthful person. Wands, rods, the type of suit in the deck card, the experience, it's just, you know, it's passionate energy, it's fire. You know, where is the fire? That's the element I wanted to also say. The element of fire. Are you excited about the spouse that you're with? Maybe in the very beginning when you're dating, right? But does that spark continue? Like, wow, I'm so excited to be with her. I'm so excited to be with him every day, day out. Like, it's just there. I mean, if you could say yes to that question, then you're in love. Like, you have that passionate love. To know that, like, they're always there, and, like, you're just excited that they're there in your life, like, all the time. You're excited to see them. And that's love. So I guess, like, to say, you know, I would like to say I'm in love, you know. I know what that feels like. And what does Venus is a selfless planet. I think she just wants people to be in love. So since I'm in love, like, I kind of meet her quota of at least one. So hopefully you guys out there are experiencing love, you know, for Friday. And you can just, like, really be excited about something in your day, even if you're not with someone. Are you excited? You know, maybe you bought a brand new car and you're just happy. You're in the car and you look well and you look nice. Not even beyond well and nice. You look awesome and you're in your nice car and you're going and you're just happy. That's the start of the adventure of love. You know, that's all Venus wants is just more people to be in love. That's how the energy is supplied. That's how it comes back. That's how you sustain the planet itself, really. I think if there's any more advice from the tarot deck card about to love. And it's Friday, too, so a lot of people get off of work on Friday. They look forward to the weekend, even if they don't get off of work. It's supposed to be like this energy of this relaxing feel of like I know the energy of the days and I'm looking forward to them. It sucks if you got to go to work, right, on a Saturday. But let's see. All you can do is just like be mindful of that advice that Venus is sustained just by our own adventure, our own idea of trying to bring love forth from within ourselves. It can resonate on the earth and really, like, talk to the mothers, like, talk to the earth, Miss Blue, Earth Gaia, the blue Venus, the soul of our planet that nourishes us, and just see how we can sustain it here on the planet, because we live on the planet Earth. See how can we sustain this Venus love in our atmosphere and sustain it on the earth, and just kind of be more laid back about it, so be more contemplative. So you might do one adventurous thing for the week. Maybe you buy like a leather jacket for, you know what I mean, just to see how it'll look on you, and just wear it like one time and just, you know, just kind of like meditate on it, like contemplate on it. Like, how did it feel? How do people think I looked in it? You know what I mean? That's like the start of it, and it's very sustainable. There's this idea of just like little by little, just making yourself, you know, making yourself beautiful. That's what love is. Love is beauty. We have many fears. We have many Because there's people who are not in that loving frequency, but that comes from others, but still comes from the all, comes from the within, it comes from the oneness. People who are not at one with us, but all for one for all, like for the love of our planet, our nation, our people. Not everybody is there yet. Everybody's not harmonized yet. So it's like we still have to deal with people who are troublemakers, who thrive off of aggression, who don't want so much of the harmony because it's not about them. And how do we make it about them? I mean, all we got to do is just resonate, like kind of bring it to a place of their understanding and say, you know, you can change. We may be different. I have my life, you have your life, but this is how you could be, and this is how you can harmonize with the group. And, you know, take it or leave it. Just try it out. You know, sometimes people need a teacher. That's what I'll say about love. I mean, she just wants us to go out there and be gay in the sense of being happy and just, like, wearing, you know, what we want to wear, being stylistic, doing something nice, doing something incredible, probably that we've never done before, and just keep up the pace and just really, like nurture ourselves like that, like start nurturing ourselves in a loving way. Like an example is just to try something new, like wearing something you never would have worn before, maybe a nice color, like an orange color, something that brightens up the day and you feel good that you're wearing this bright color. So, yeah, that's love. That's just for the necessity of yourself, for your whole well-being, your whole health. It's so selfless. That's all she wants us to do it for ourselves. It's not energy that's going to just come to us. We have to, like, petition it in a way and keep it sustainable on our earth, you know, in the sense of just contemplating it, being mellow, maybe doing things very slow, because you don't want to have just like a radical life all of a sudden. Because every day could be a Friday for you. You know, Venus could be for every day for you. Like, you could go out like Rita Ora and hot like now, like you know, her party tunes and just like, I'm just going to party every day. So everybody has it like that. Just little by little, though, maybe we can like really, really be a part of the all, be a part of everyone, and just be like, let's just try to get out there little by little. Yeah, so that's Venus. Hopefully you're not feeling down in the dumps. Maybe there's something you can do, like even if you have misfortune, maybe there's something to do to cheer you up and just like, you know what, like I'm still alive, I'm still living. We'll be okay as long as we have cheer, as long as we have pep. And it takes active work to do that. A lot of passion, fire, like it takes a lot of effort to keep the fire burning and burning. It doesn't, this is, you're talking about the element of fire for passion, for romantic love, for within yourself. Like, you're going to have to, like, nurture that every day. You have to create that every day. You don't necessarily need a companion, a mate. It'd be nice to have one, but you can get Venus love within yourself every day. You can create it. I think in interest of the Earth, also too, the Queen of Pentacles came up, and the Star and the High Priestess, to say sometimes it's just good to revel in your own wealth, whatever that may be. For you, whatever you have, whatever God gave you, whatever you have endowed to you, inherited to you, wear it, sport it out, it's Friday, you're like really fully accept it and see its value, see its worth for what it is, that we are truly wealthy the way he put us together. Everybody has different social economic status, they have different you know, just upbringings. It's kind of like we take the best of us and we go out there. Everybody has some worth. Everybody has some value in the way that we were, the life that was given to us. So it's just kind of like celebrating that, whatever it is, just whatever little piece and crumble, even if you have to make up something completely different, like maybe you don't like the way you were raised, it's like, I'm just going to make up something different. And you just go out there and you support your own value, and then that's just marvelous. Yeah, it's like you've gone beyond the star, then you're you're more than what people tell you, and maybe you don't even need Venus love then. You know, because Venus, you know, we need love to feel well and feel happy, right? Maybe you're the type of person who can get beyond even these concepts of simplicity. And I love that. I don't even have a word to describe that. I love that feeling of just going out there and doing something entirely different than what your upbringing is, and you come out wonderful. You come out artistic. You come out. I mean, the only person I think about in media who's like that is Kanye West. That guy does something completely different, and he's aloof. He's kind of, you know, he's passionate with his own self. You know what I mean? He's alone in his own venture. Not everybody will understand his artistic flair, but that's what I mean. It's like you have to kind of go against the grain sometimes if you want something truly extraordinary. And I'm telling you, that guy like exists solely on himself. If he was broken up with Kim Kardashian today, tomorrow, being traveling with the kids, the guy Kanye will be okay as long as he can do his music and as long as he can express himself. Yeah, he can dress the way he wants to dress, have his own fashions, his own counterculture. That's all he needs. And so that's like, that's got to be the ultimate goal of Venus, of Friday, of just passionate romantic love. It's just taking it beyond a point where you don't even need it anymore. You know, you're well on your way. So I'm going to go and leave everybody on that note. You know, you want to get to a point where you don't even need love anymore, where that love is so self-fulfilling, like Kanye West. And all you just need is a pen and a pad. You just need very simple things to express your exuberant soul. I'm different, and I'm okay with just being different. I don't need nothing more than just that. And that's a beautiful thing, excuse me. It's Friday, forgiveness and love. Peace and joy, tranquility, and the Page of Rods, you're for adventure. The Page of Wands is the same thing. It's for adventure and spontaneity. Go out and do something spontaneous and work your way up to the Kanye West level, to where, like, you work every day to a point where, like, I'm different. Like, I got my own taste. I got my own everything, my own personality, my own mentality, the way I think. And it's unique to me, and I don't want anybody else's. I just want my own. You know, you truly have made it. Okay, guys, have a wonderful day. Venus!